This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The leaders of the economically powerful G7 nations are meeting in Germany, and this morning they heard from Ukraine's President Zelensky by video link. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Zelensky could be seen on a television screen next to a round table where the leaders were sitting. The G7 leaders are committing themselves to backing Ukraine for the long haul, with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson underlining the need for grain stocks to get out to the world market.
And of course, we have to help them to protect themselves.
The G7's set to announce an agreement to pursue a price cap on Russian oil, aiming to curb Moscow's energy revenues. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And we're told the U.S. is buying an advanced surface-to-air missile system for Ukraine. Now that the Supreme Court has ended constitutional protections for abortions, states are figuring out what they will do. South Dakota's Republican governor is pledging to ban mail-order abortion pills, but says women should not face prosecution for trying to get them. Governor Kristi Noem told ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
I don't believe there should be any punishment for women ever that are in a crisis situation or have an unplanned pregnancy. And South Dakota has been strong on that argument.
At Pride parades around the nation yesterday, some worried that the Supreme Court's decision on abortion could foreshadow trouble for their rights. Actor and activist Cynthia Nixon at the New York City Pride March over the weekend.
We may think of ourselves as in different camps, but the people against us don't. And certainly they came for abortion today. They're coming for same-sex marriage and contraception tomorrow.
The National Weather Service warning about that heat that's continuing to bake parts of the South and West. Some new daily record highs are forecast. Gas is down to $4.89 a gallon. This is AP News. Are you watching the House January 6th committee hearings? The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel says a lot of Americans are.
The House January 6th insurrection hearing takes a break until next month, and judging from what we've heard so far, the sessions have been riveting TV. A year and a half since we all saw the U.S. Capitol riot before our very eyes, many expected that the hearings would be just the equivalent of a summer rerun. But as a video production, they have proven to be must-see TV for many. The presentation by the House panel has been presented more as a story than a traditional congressional hearing, using news clips and graphics with bits of interviews of witnesses, with each session focusing on a different theme and adding bits of information that many have not heard before. All this is no accident. The panel has taken media advice from a former ABC News producer on how to package the material so that viewers can easily understand. Oscar Wells Gabriel, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.